From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Byron Kirkland, the managing partner for Smith Anderson. Byron, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you, Abby.
You know, we're going to be talking about the new economy that has been created due to the pandemic, looking at new business norms, how it's affected the legal sector and us moving forward. But before we get to the business side, I wanted to start by asking you on the personal side, did the pandemic create any new personal norms that you found yourself doing that you know you were going to continue with in the post-pandemic world? Any new interests or hobbies or technologies that you're now using that is going to be longstanding?
Yeah, I think so, Abby. I think pre-pandemic, I would never work at home.
Yep.
That was kind of a safe haven, and I would work in the office a lot. But during the pandemic, having to work at home created all new habits. I am completely facile with working at home now, completely comfortable with that. And while we will return to the office, I can see myself now having the ability, technologically and otherwise, to work comfortably at home.
Your firm was highly active in working with the North Carolina Chamber of Commerce, as well as other business organizations, to pass state legislation that granted immunity for individuals from negligence claim for contracting COVID-19. Why was this a critical piece of legislation for the future of the local business community? And what would have been the ramifications for the business community should it have not been passed?
Thanks. Without that legislation, businesses throughout North Carolina could not make important decisions about how to best take care of their people. I mean, we've all seen the challenges of mask requirements, social distancing requirements, access to buildings, whether to have live meetings or not. And those are all decisions businesses wrestle with every day during this pandemic. What this legislation has enabled businesses to do is to make decisions that they feel in their best business judgment are best for their customers, their business, and their people. Without that legislation, they or run the risk of being unfairly judged by the decisions they do make.
As an attorney with substantial experience in private equity and venture capital transactions, what were some of the most common missteps that you saw clients make in these spaces over this period of economic volatility?
Candidly, I didn't see missteps by our clients. We have a lot of venture capital and private equity fund clients. And fortunately for the businesses that they invest in, those businesses were not as devastated as so many consumer or retail-oriented businesses were. So candidly, did not see missteps by those clients.
Although your clients didn't make the mistakes, what might have been mistakes that you watched maybe other firms' clients or industry-wide? Did you notice anything that happened there that you could maybe comment on?
Yeah, I can certainly. Again, I'm not sure of missteps. I do know there are a maze of regulations, both at the federal, state, and local levels that clients were wrestling with because of the pandemic. And we tried to be a resource for our clients in dealing with those. It's hard to say there were missteps. Again, reasonable minds can differ as to what are the right decisions to be making, but we've just tried to be a resource and assist our clients in any way we could.
How did handling the lack of in-person interaction and other difficulties associated with the transition to the digital world reshape or innovate your approach to how to handle in-person interactions, whether it be with clients or in courts and so on?
It's really interesting. I think while the in-person interactions decreased greatly during COVID, the visual interactions increased just as much. Pre-pandemic, we were very phone intensive and had the occasional in-person interactions with our clients, but the vast majority of our interactions were by telephone. Because of the pandemic, and since in-person meetings were out of the question, the ubiquity of video calls became the norm. And that only increased our ability to see our clients. Yesterday, I was walking with my wife and a bicyclist rode by and called my name and we stopped and visited. This is a client I had gained during the pandemic, had never met this person live ever. But because of so many video calls with them, probably over a dozen, he instantly recognized me. Getting together in person on this walking trail was like seeing a long lost friend. completely because of the video relationship. Never met this person live until yesterday.
Yeah. And now that we find ourselves in this new landscape, this new economy, what's next for Smith Anderson and the legal sector overall?
Yeah, I expect we'll continue to grow to serve our clients. We've grown during the pandemic, adding lawyers, adding service lines of business. I think the two biggest drivers in our business are value and service. And I know at Smith Anderson, we're laser focused on both of those.
Well, thank you again. That's Byron Kirkland, the managing partner of Smith Anderson. My name is Abby Maloney. Byron, thank you again.
Thank you, Abby.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.